Well, hey, welcome. We're so glad that you are joining us today. We've got a really special treat for you. I'm here with Ryan and Emily Stapleton. In just a minute, they're going to share a little bit about what God is doing in them, in their schools, at Extreme, and even in their family through Front Yard Mission. But I just want to share something really quick. One of the verses that I think about a lot when we're talking about the next generation, when we're talking about youth, is 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. And it says, "Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." And I feel like these two do a really good job of portraying that. They are leaders in their schools and in youth group and in communities, and I'm really excited to hear from them. So we're going to start with Ryan. Ryan, what grade are you going into?
I'm going into ninth grade.
And what school?
State College Area High School.
Wonderful. So Ryan, you started an alpha group last year at Park Forest. So Explain first what alpha is.
So Alpha is a company that like makes various series of episodes, and then I at Park Forest use the Alpha Youth series to kind of help me guide and lead the course, and that was really helpful because it wasn't like me making up messages, and the book like guided me along through that, so that was really nice.
And what are the messages about? What's the goal of Alpha?
So it's kind of for like beginner Christians, but also for like anyone. Like it's all good reminders. So even me going through it was like good, like, oh, remembering this and like things about like, oh, how to pray or like who is the Holy Spirit? Like what is Jesus and like who is he? So yeah.
So just talk a little bit through, because you started it at your school. Talk about like when during the day you did it, maybe even a little bit as to why you decided to start this, but just give us like a little rundown of this is the process of why I started doing it, what it looked like on a school day, that kind of thing.
Well, so Emily had when she was in middle school, a Bible club, but she didn't use Alpha, so I was like, okay, cool. I kind of want to try to continue this. Mm-hmm. And then we knew a teacher at Park Forest, and that was really great to have her to like lead the group through her. So at our school, there was a time at the end of the day called Area, and students would sign up with like different clubs, and different teachers hosted different hobbies and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had the Alpha Club, and then that was really cool to see. Like it started off kind of small, but then more people started joining it as we kept on doing it, and that was cool.
How many people did you end up having?
Probably our most was like 20. So that was really exciting because I was just like, wow, this is cool. Like yeah. This is like happening, and this is definitely through God. So
yeah. It's funny because I went to Mount Nittany a long time ago. We had Area, and you know, just to brag on these two and maybe a little bit of self-deprecation, I guess. It was like, I'm doing dodgeball for Area. And if there's anything else, it's a loss. Like it was all focused on how much fun can I have. And so it was really cool to hear you took that time to do something like this. And I feel like 20 people is incredible that you're able to get that many people to sign up for this and give people a chance to hear the gospel, which is awesome. So share, and I'm sure there's a bunch of them, but share like one God story, one way that you really saw God work through the group, whether it's with a single person or the group as a whole, but just share something God did through that.
So near the end of it, I was looking for people to continue it like this coming school year. And I was like, hey, I was putting it out there like, hey, email me if you're interested. This is something you could do. Like I will help you guide it like through it, like email me and stuff. So and there was kind of like, it was kind of silent after that. And I wasn't really sure if anyone was going to step up until I checked my inbox later that day. Mm-hmm. And then someone emailed me that wanted to take the step and continue it. So that was really cool. So mm-hmm. It'll be happening this year. And that was just really, that was cool.
It's awesome. Was it someone who went through the Alpha course with you or just someone completely different who wanted to lead it?
So they did join the Area and did it. And okay, I guess they were with... I did it in seventh grade too, so they were part of that as
cool.
well.
But that's awesome. That's really cool to see, like, I mean, A, like I said, it's awesome that you're doing something that's sharing the gospel with people, but it's also really cool to see through that you're also building up leaders who are continuing something on. That's really cool. Well, thanks for sharing. Emily, older sister to Ryan. Emily is currently an intern with us, and she has also been on the student leadership team for a couple years.
Yeah, since ninth grade.
Since ninth grade.
Yeah.
So quite a few years.
Yeah.
That makes me feel a little bit old. So part of the reason I want to talk to you about that is just because it's really cool to see the next generation stepping up and taking on leadership roles. So, I mean, share a little bit about what your experiences have been with the internship, with the student leadership team, kind of what has that been? Maybe even a little bit like what have some of the challenges been in that? But just talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, so this like past school year, I have been looking for a job and I kept getting like rejected from all of these places. And I was like, wow, okay. So then this summer, Jake kind of came up and was like, hey, would you like to be an intern? And I was like, this is such a God thing, like flexible hours. I don't have to be in the office. I can do the other things this summer and also like work at the church. And so it was really cool to be able to like accept that and also see like what God has in store for me. And the coworkers that I've been able to work with is like amazing, to have a first job with like loving coworkers and just like such a good environment, which is something that I kind of like am looking back on now and being like, wow, a lot of people kind of don't like their coworkers when they start their first job, but I think mine, I got pretty lucky. And so I say this internship is like, it's been really cool to just be able to see like the behind the scenes of XYM and also just like use my leadership skills and my organization like communicating to start this like cool CWOW service project thing that the youth do. So before, I don't know if Ryan would agree with this, but like for CWOW weekends, like I feel like kids our age are just kind of like, okay, hands off, no church, like we're not going to do anything. And so I was like, let's do something that way. It's like, okay, CWOW, even if it's just for 2 hours, like one day, just to do a service project. So we had, we did one in the in July, and that went okay. It was not a huge turnout, but I think that it was really awesome to have a lunch afterwards that everyone, like, we all went out and served, and then people in the church provide a lunch for us afterwards. And that was really cool, and I'm looking forward to doing that again. And then it's also been really cool just to, like, realize the importance of FYM and, like, how important prayer is and just, like, pray for, like, I always, I guess, thought about the end goal of, like, you want to invite them to church or to youth group, but, like, how important it is on the front end to pray. And so being able to grow in my faith and also have a job in somewhere I love has been awesome.
That's cool. Yeah, I know one of the huge blessings for Jason and I is neither of us are, like, organizationally minded, which I'm sure you realize pretty early on. We're both pretty adaptable. And so one of the awesome things with Emily is she's been able to take leadership skills in like simple things that me and Jason are just really bad at. She's taken the weekly email. That was one of the really big things that I know sounds small, but she did stuff with it that we would never even think of. And so a lot of times we use the weekly email to try and say like, hey, if anyone's interested in being a small group leader, email us. And that's like all that we did. And she took it a step further of saying like, hey, let's take pictures of the current small group leaders with their small groups and have them write a little excerpt on why they are leading. And so there's just a lot of really cool stuff like that. Having a younger person's brain who is in the next generation, isn't old like some of us and our other leaders, has been really beneficial. So we've loved having her as an intern. And talk just for a minute about student leadership team. Like, what is that? What has that been like? What have you learned from that?
Yeah, so I joined, like I said, when I was a freshman. I think I was like the youngest person, and it was like really scary because everyone was like so old and I felt like I didn't have a voice. But not that I didn't have a voice, but I personally was scared to like share what I thought. And so I think that it's been like really cool over the years just to see like we have so much potential as like student leaders. And I think that we oftentimes like don't know how to go about everything, but it's really cool to have a community of people that all like want to serve people, and it's so much easier when you're doing it with other people, and it's so much more encouraging. And so as I've been on the student leadership team, I've just like learned what it's also like to compromise with other people and to work well as a team and not just have everything be my way or the highway, I guess. And so that's been great. And we've done a cool, we did a cool service project at Foxdale. One of the people on student leadership team, she had been going there for school just to work in the nursing area. And so we were able to go deliver Valentine's. I think everyone kind of just got joy out of that and be like, wow, people really appreciate it if we give even an hour of our time.
So,
looking forward to doing stuff in school this year for sure. And just,
Yeah, the other really cool thing about student leadership team, and I'll brag on all the student leaders. We have a really good group and a few who are hopefully joining next year. But the way we do youth ministry is 6th through 12th grade. And so it is really difficult, to do a message that relates to 6th graders like it does to 12th graders. It's really difficult to have a bunch of older students feel like, I can associate and hang out and be friends with sixth graders. And so the student leadership team has done an incredible job of loving the sixth, seventh, and eighth graders, and even building them up. Like I really believe, and I've seen, anytime there are older students who invest in and love on younger students, those students grow up to do the same exact thing. And so it's this cycle that honestly allows us to do ministry how we do it.
Helped going into the middle school small groups as well. Like we would go in and sit in and kind of like be there to like be in the conversation, but also just to like connect and be like, oh, I know your name, like putting faces and names. So
yeah, names are big. That's when a senior knows a sixth grader or seventh grader's name, that it makes a much bigger difference than you would think. I can still think of times when I was younger where an older kid knew my name and I was like, oh my goodness. So yeah, student leadership team does a lot of really cool stuff. We're really glad to have them. I have two more questions. We'll kind of go through these quickly. But first, your family does a handful of front yard mission stuff, which is awesome. I'd love for you guys to just share, I don't know, one or two, whatever you guys have planned, front yard mission stuff that your family has done.
Yeah, so a bunch of our neighbors one time, after COVID, we all pitched in to hire like a band come and play like a concert little thing. And we live on a cul-de-sac, so it was nice. So everyone kind of came out around the cul-de-sac and like listened to the live music. And, you know, people were connecting again kind of after a long time of isolation. And then that was really cool. After the concert, the lead singer was like, hey, this is like a pretty cool neighborhood. Like if there's any houses that come up here, just like let me know. And almost kind of jokingly. And then later on, I'll let Emily share. But
yeah, there was a house for sale and they like her family like instantly bought the house. We were like, wow, okay. Our neighborhood is pretty cool. And so they like moved in like maybe like a year or so ago. And then this summer they were like, we want to put a concert on for everyone in the neighborhood. So we were able to kind of, my mom organized like a potluck dinner and we all had dinner and they brought out their uni pizza ovens and made some delicious pizza. And so that was really cool because I think that food and I mean a lot of people like music, so food and music really can bring people together. And it was just great because we also have like quite a few high schoolers that live near us, and just to be able to like talk to them instead of like when we're always like rushing off to school, and just to connect with them was like really nice to have good conversation.
Even like people walking their dogs by would be like, oh, this is cool, and they would stop and listen for a little bit.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's sweet. Yeah, it's fun to hear like the big stories of like, we had a band come and we had a bunch of food. It's also really cool just to hear like, it was a great way to connect with people. Like doing the bigger events, it's not about how big of a thing can I do, but it's about how can I actually connect with people who come? How can I get people here? Food is great.
Yeah.
Okay, last question I have for you guys. And we have a couple minutes, but you know, don't talk forever. But what is an encouragement that you would give to the next generation? And maybe more importantly, what is like an encouragement or piece of advice or whatever that you would give to the older generation?
Yeah, I can go first. I would say to the next generation, I don't know if anyone has heard, but like loneliness is like the biggest epidemic happening right now. And so I think it's like so important to initiate. It doesn't matter like who it's with, what it is, like being the first person to text someone or reach out, it really means a lot to be like, hey, like, do you want to get lunch or do you want to hang out? Even if it's just for an hour, like, it can be really chill. I think I often like think everything has to be like planned out, like we're going to do this and then this, but it's like people just want to be around other people, and it's such an easy thing to do. It's just to just be loving and initiate things, because people want that same community that you also desire.
Yeah,
I would say for the next generation, I've tried to like lead things with my friends and like has just fallen through. And I feel like, oh, I've like texted all these people, but like never stopped like initiating things and like trying to be a leader, because it can be really hard to like, it can be easily get discouraged when a lot of people are like, oh, maybe I'll check, but they like never get back and stuff. So never stop like trying to make, like what Emily was saying, community with other people. That's really important. People value that. So,
yeah. Any advice or tips for the older generation?
What first came to my mind was just like, don't be quick to judge the next generation. I think that our generation can come across in a way that doesn't necessarily reflect like our heart. And I think that our generation has like a really big heart for change. And I think that it's really easy to get like discouraged by people that are older than us who don't see things through the same view. But like, I know that people want to see change, and I don't know if it's always in the ways that like everyone like also sees, but I think that we just have a big heart and just need like a push of encouragement and to know that we're supported and loved by those who are also older than us.
Yeah, I would say through Alpha, I kind of learned that like, our generation is very open to religion and like conversations. So I think even though on the outside it may not like look like that, I think if you just like have a conversation, or like, I think they're willing to like we like to talk about things, I guess, but like, yeah, just don't be afraid to have a conversation with them.
Yeah, that's really good. I'll end with a couple words, but thank you guys both for sharing. It's always really, it's helpful for me, even though I know most of your stories, to hear it again and even hearing some of that advice. I think every generation, my generation, the older generation, looked down on us for different reasons. It's like this cycle that continues going, but it's so important to be reminded of the fact that just because we don't quite understand the generations below us doesn't mean that they're, I mean, I heard millennials are lazy, they don't want to do anything, whatever. There's different labels for Gen Z. There'll be different labels for future generations. But I've seen time and time again this generation step up in ways that my generation couldn't, in ways that older generations couldn't and wouldn't. And it's really encouraging to see. So like they were both saying, it's so important, you know, when we talk about find a way to love and reach out to the next generation, that doesn't mean you have to spend 20 hours a week loving on the next generation. It could be as simple as like on a Sunday morning, seek out one younger person and have a 5-minute conversation with them. Show them that you love them, that you support them, hear a story from them, be encouraged by them. I mean, I hope everyone who hears this is encouraged by the stories that these two are telling. But it's a really easy thing to do. Show them that you are cheering for them, that you care for them, that you love them, and it makes a really big difference. And one of the really cool things, I'll share this last. One of the cool things that I really appreciate about this generation is they love and appreciate authenticity over, you know, being cool or understanding the lingo or whatever. I swear they're. The buzzwords that they use change almost weekly. Anytime I've tried to use like the words that are cool and hip, I get just destroyed by everyone who hears me use them. But they don't care about that. They just want you, they want to see that you know who you are and you're comfortable in that. And that's all that they really care about. So really good for someone like me who can't quite stay hip with what's going on as I use the word hip. But I'm very encouraged by this generation. I'm very very excited about what God's doing in them and will continue to do through them. One last thing. So if you haven't already heard, we have had 36 hours of prayer happening. And so on August 27th, the Sunday, is the last day that this 36 hours of prayer is happening. It's going till 9 p.m. tonight. A big focus of this is happening at the State Theater downtown. So a big focus of this is praying for, loving on the next generation. So if you want like an easy step to love the next generation, to pray for them, go to the State Theater before 9, take a little bit of time to pray and to worship. There's people there leading, and it's going to be really good. So I'd strongly encourage you guys to be there. Thanks again, Emily and Ryan, for sharing with us. I hope you guys felt blessed by that. And yeah, we're glad that you could join us, and I hope you have an awesome rest of the week.